220. Chipotle Mexican Grill has been keeping health professionals on deck to ensure their call-out employees are actually sick and not just hungover. Company's CEO told investors at a conference this week that if an employee is verified as sick, they pay for a day off to get healthy again. This was detailed as a step to gain customer trust back after a slew of high-profile safety scares. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Leroy, professor at the School of Labor and Employment Relations and College of Law at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And the first thing I want to ask you is this legal? Do they have a legal right to do this?
Well, California provides employees up to 3 paid sick leave days. You have to qualify. You have to work a certain number of hours. The implication of the story is that you could be disciplined. What the story does indicate in his own words is you're not coming to work if the nurse over the phone says you are sick. So it swings both ways. But to prevent, and so if the nurse says, you know what, you called in, you think you're sick, I don't think you're sick, I'm not approving it, then you're forcing that employee to come in. And that is problematical under California's paid sick leave law.
Well, my mom used to like to say there were such things as mental health days. Not everybody has to, you know, call in sick with a terrible cold or a fever, too. I mean, there are a lot of other things that I would think with HIPAA rules that they might not be allowed to ask.
Well, it is so problematic. You know, if we could have the CEO on here, I'd like to ask if we're going to do food inspections with a telephonic interview with a food safety person. I mean, just from a common sense perspective, it's hard to see how a nurse over a telephone can make a medical diagnosis with any degree of reliable medical certainty. But even apart from that, this law came into effect, and we talked about it on KCBS some years ago, when sick people were coming to work, especially in public-facing positions, and infecting other coworkers and infecting the public. So that's why California took this measure. And this message from the CEO seems to run contrary to it.
Well, what about part-timers who might not have sick days? I mean, they're just going to come in because they know if they don't, they're not going to get paid.
Well, you know, that's right. And so the sick leave law itself, when you read the specifics of it, it really is complicated. Who knew that paid sick leave could be so difficult? So I think California has taken a good step forward, but to your question or your point, there are a lot of holes in it, and even good faith employees who aren't sure they're sick. How many times have we all said, I think I'm coming down with something? Sometimes that materializes into a full-blown illness, sometimes it doesn't. But this idea that you're going to use a telephone to screen, and who, by the way, can be sure that the nurse is going to actually answer the telephone? He or she might be ill, too.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, is this really going to bring people back into the restaurant, considering all the health scares that Chipotle has gone through in recent years?
My view is that this message didn't come across as a confidence builder. If the CEO said anybody in the back is going to wear, a safety mask, to me that would seem like that would inspire a little more confidence. But the idea that you're going to have a call-in procedure, he used the word, we're going to screen if you have a hangover or if you're really sick. I think that's a poor choice of words, just personally.
Yeah, I mean, the company CEO said nobody's going to get to the back of the restaurant without going through a wellness check. But I'm also wondering if employees are going to feel more like this is Big Brother watching them. And even when we do feel sick, I think a lot of us often feel guilty about calling in sick.
I think that's true. And as it plays out, they may find some unintended consequences, such as, you didn't approve me, I was sick, and I got worse, so now are you responsible for putting me in this bad position? I don't want to speculate too much, but again, it seems like a half-baked idea, not to have a play on words here, but seriously, it does not seem like a well-thought-out plan.
All right, Professor, I have a feeling we're going to be talking with you about this again. That is Michael Leroy.